It's 8:38, currently 48 degrees on the Tony Connolly Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Coming up on the program, we'll have Lars Larson, the nationally syndicated talk show host, whose program can be heard right here on 1320 WILS, weeknights from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. We're going to ask him about the wind farm legislation that is causing some challenges for folks who want to put those up in the state of Michigan. We'll also ask him if Mitt Romney can win the state of Michigan in the general election against Barack Obama. Won't you join Sparrow as we celebrate and promote children's health during the month of May? It all leads up to Sparrow Children's Center Telethon and Kohl's Michigan Mile, two great events that are all about mid-Michigan's children. The telethon will air on WILX on June 1st and 2nd, and it's your chance to make a difference in the lives of young patients at Sparrow Children's Center, a Children's Miracle Network hospital. Please be sure to watch and donate, won't you? Kohl's Michigan Mile is brought to you by Sparrow and Kohl's Care. It's time for families to get moving. Come on out for a kids-only run and a great day of fun on June 2nd at the Cooley Law School Stadium. For more information, call 1-800-SPARROW. That's 1-800-772-7769. Thanks for your support as we celebrate and promote children's health here on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and worldwide via the internet at 1320WILS.com. Earlier this morning, we had on a Fox News reporter talking about a very scary case, if you will. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley was reporting live from New York, and she was talking about a bizarre story, the Miami cannibal, in which a man was shot and killed for his refusal to stop eating, if you will, another man. And what's thought to be at the crux of this case is that the person who was shot and killed was on bath salts. He had been ingesting bath salts, which is a drug that had become popular here in the state of Michigan. As a matter of fact, Michigan State Senator Rick Jones was behind some legislation to ban that, and we've got him on the other end of our line. Rick, how are you?
Real good.
I'm not sure if you've heard about this case, but it reminded me that you knew that this was a dangerous drug, and you had a bill to deal with this. Have you heard about this case, and have you heard any other problems with bath salts since your legislation went into effect?
Yeah, absolutely. I've heard about the case. It's an extreme case of what can happen. Across the nation, we've had people on this product. It sounds so innocent because they give it the name, the nickname bath salts, simply because it looks like it. But what it truly is a synthetic chemical taken for the purpose of hallucinating. And people get so paranoid on this stuff. There have been cases of homicide committed under the influence and several cases of suicide.
And tell us about your bill.
What we passed into law in the state of Michigan, it is a felony to possess it, a felony to sell it. It's an extremely dangerous product. And the problem we have with all the rogue chemists out there is they constantly come up with a new synthetic drug. So I currently have a bill going through the process right now. It's through the Senate. It's over in the House. That'll give the director of the Department of Community Health, the state of Michigan, the power to ban these products much quicker. She will be able to call the Board of Pharmacy in within 10 days and declare that something is harmful to people and ban the sale.
The Michigan House could vote as soon as today to make retired lawmakers pay 20% of health premiums. You voted against this bill?
No, I absolutely did not. In fact, I have Senate Bill 26 ready to go that does the same thing, my bill. And what has occurred is the MEPSR system, M-P-S-E-R-S, mm-hmm. It's the retirement system for teachers and school employees, it's running out of money, and it's going to go broke within 9.5 years. And it has to be fixed. And so they're going to have to pay more in to have their pension and their health insurance in retirement. It must be fixed. will never vote for the MEPSers, folks, to have to pay 20% of their retirement health insurance if you don't do it to senators and reps first. And I introduced the bill. It is on the Senate floor. It's ready to go. And absolutely, senators and representatives should pay it first.
What do you think is going to happen?
We'll see. I'm going to keep fighting this battle. You know, I myself will work well into Medicare age and not need this. And we have cut it off for all new senators and all new reps. But the ones that were in the system, they let them keep it. And I guess that's fine, but they should have to pay 20% cost if we're going to make the teachers do it, state employees do it, every senator and rep should do the same.
Why do you think your colleagues in the Senate aren't backing you?
I think they're still pondering it. I don't want to say anybody won't do it, but I certainly was not met with a lot of happiness.
Well, what's the ponder? It seems like a no-brainer if you want to be fair.
It does to me. Absolutely. And I'm going to keep pushing. It's I've drawn a line in the sand as far as my vote. I said I will not vote to make the teachers pay it until all the retired legislators pay it first.
Rick, should there be a bridge from Detroit to Windsor?
There probably should. Ford Motor Company wants it. General Motors wants it. Farm Bureau wants it. Canada is our biggest trading partner. And we have a horrible bottleneck with the current situation. And the current bridge there is, I believe, over 80 years old now. It's going to have to be replaced eventually. And the Canadian government has offered to pay every nickel of it and construct it. And they would receive payment out of the tolls. And then eventually when it was paid off, Michigan would own half and Canada half. I think it's a good plan, but there's a billionaire that's fighting it because he has quite a monopoly with his other bridge, and that's the problem.
Should Michigan voters decide? Should the state, should the House and the Senate decide, or should the governor just move forward and get it done on his own?
You know, the governor is exploring that, whether or not he can do it on his own. I don't know if he can or not. If he does, he would not be able to spend a nickel of taxpayer money because the legislature has to appropriate taxpayer money. And so if he can get Canada to bill it and it doesn't cost anybody money, I think that's fine. But he's exploring his legal options.
All right, before I let you go, Senator, I don't want you to throw any of your colleagues under the bus, but I sure would like the names of those senators who are against your bill and who support MEPSers. Can you give me any names so I can give them a call and see if we can get them on a show?
Well, my bill hasn't been put up for a vote on the Senate floor yet, and so it's tough for me to say who's for it and who's against it. I can tell you that I have had a lot of colleagues walk up and say, yeah, we got to get your bill done, or the one from the House, one or the other.
All right. Rick Jones is the state senator who represents Grand Ledge in the surrounding area. Sir, thanks so much for your time.
Have a great day.
It's 8:47 on a Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. When we come back, Lars Larson live on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS.